Did you ever get that feeling that people are talking about you? The world, it's so full of player haters. And let me tell you, there is no player that we should hate more than Snap producer David Kim. He's one of those guys that keeps their talent to himself. He's a writer, a producer, a musician. And it was just a little while ago that we discovered Davey's other secret talent, Snap Judgment.
It's eighth grade, and I arrive at school. I've been dreading this day all year long, because today is the day that each class has its spelling bee. My best friend John shares my pain. Because, well, let me put it this way. I'm not trying to say that we're cool or anything, but we're both part of the Skinny Jeans Skaters crew. John and I even just started a screamo emo band called A Dream Deferred. Yep, that's us. But secretly, we're also really good spellers. And it's not cool to be a good speller. But you know what? We can't resist a good competition, so we're gonna do this. John heads to his class, and I go to mine. We have our spelling bee, and guess what? We come out on top. And we're going to regionals. After school, we're high-fiving each other, and it just so happened that we were the only Asian kids in our grade, so we joked between ourselves that our Asian power helped us win. A few weeks later, John and I carpooled to the regional level spelling bee. And we're pretty confident that this year, one of us is gonna take home the first place trophy. We scope out the competition. In front of us, there are four older judges. They look grave and serious. I notice that John and I are the only Asian kids here. Again. Which doesn't really matter. Whatever.
Oh, welcome, everyone.
The spelling bee begins.
Pochi Small.
Meister Singer.
Nirvana.
And students are getting eliminated left and right until there's only a handful of us left.
Susceptible.
Some of the kids who got cut are waiting in the back with their parents, crying. The judges look at the word sheet, and then they look at each other. Then they take a look at John and start chuckling to themselves. One of the judges then says,
"Don't worry, son. You'll get this word."
The entire room is confused, especially John.
Oriental. Your word is oriental.
The judges start laughing to themselves some more, and soon, rest of the room starts snickering.
What are the odds?
But I'm not. You know what? I get it. How can this Asian kid mess up the word oriental? But still, this is embarrassing for John. John's about to start spelling. He's nervous from all the attention. His knees are shaking, and he's fidgeting with his hands. He begins.
Oriental. O. R. E.
And he stops. He messed up, and he knows it. He just turns around and heads over to the back of the room. Man, I'm furious now, but the only way to get back at everyone is to win this thing. Soon, it's my turn again. I wonder what word I'll get. Asiatic? Confucius? I walk up to the front of the room. I'm a little nervous.
Reconteur. Your word is reconteur.
I have no clue what this word means. But I've seen it around, so I'm pretty sure I know how to spell it. I rehearse it in my head, raconteur, R-A-C-O-N-T. I got it. I ask for the word in a sentence, I ask for a definition just to make sure. I'm ready to spell it out. But right before I do, I look back and see John. He's not crying like some of the other kids, but you know, he just looks really sad. I look at the judges right in the eye. And begin spelling my word.
Raconteur. R. A. C. I S T Raconteur.
I don't turn around. The judges, the parents, and all the students have their eyes locked on me. I just stand there facing the judges for 4 very uncomfortable seconds. And no one's laughing now. I leave the stage. I go over to my best friend, and we walk out of the spelling bee. Medalists, but victorious.
Now, in case you're wondering, a raconteur is someone who tells great stories. Thank you, David Kim, for sharing that sweet tale of REVENGE. It was produced by Davey, Triple Threat, Kim.